Greetings, this is Chris Colt from Chris Colt and the Black Rose Band. You're listening to Mark Gunn on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 568. Sláinte.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and I want to introduce you to some amazing Celtic bands and musicians. And the artists in the show do need your support, which you can do by buying their music. You can find a link to all of the artists, along with showtimes and chapters for each song, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. I have a very minimal magic theme in today's show. I decided I wanted to call it the magic of the Celts, and so I search my archive looking for words that said magic. It's a very minuscule thing, but nevertheless, I hope you enjoy the show. We kicked it off first off with an intro by Chris Colt. You can find a link to Chris in the show notes at kiltthemusicpodcast.com for show number 568. And we started the show off with Ne'er-Do-Wells with Reels, Mary McMahon's Lady's Cup of Tea, and Mother and Child from their self-titled album. Next up is Banshee in the Kitchen from their album Band O' She's. This is Blarney Tea. Thank you.
Come all you lads of fiery nine, that would hear of a fair young maiden, and she rode out of a summer's day, for to view the soldiers parading. They marched so bold and they looked so gay, the colours flying and the bands did play, and it caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be, to banish my darling so far from thee. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, my wild undaunted soldier. Dear, your parents love, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball, and you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. Guineas in bright gold, likewise a heart that's bolder, and I'll lay them all in a hole with you, me bold undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. Said, me darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, in hopes that God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier.
Take a view over Seapoint, the tower of Brighton Vale, the boats upon the water, the brightly coloured sails. Some moment of reflection, you might see him standing there, from Mulvey down to Booterstown, a spirit's in the air. Wasn't he a rhapsody, or wasn't he a dear? With his bushy brows, his rosy cheeks, a smile from ear to ear. He left his mark on thousands, but millions never knew the man who made his bicycle an Irish institute. This man, he had a love affair, contraptions we call bikes, from the children brought it down to the grand tykes. All his preparation was geared to set the stage for Irish sport and history to write another page. Wasn't he a rhapsody, or wasn't he a tear? With his bushy brows, his rosy cheeks, a smile from ear to ear. He left his mark on thousands, but millions never knew the man that made his bicycle an Irish institute. Now who of us will e'er forget that day so filled with pride, when Ned Roach watched his grandson and his now famous ride? On the roughest roads in Europe, oh, he led a merry dance, and he picked the best from far and wide to win the Tour de France. Wasn't he a rhapsody, or wasn't he a dear? With his bushy brows, his rosy cheeks, a smile from ear to ear. He left his mark on thousands, but millions never knew the man that made his bicycle an Irish institute. Peter said to Ned, he said, climb down off that bike, or I'll swap you for a pair of wings, you'll never see the like. And I don't think you need lessons when you take them for a spin, cause I saw you once in the Clonsky Road, you were flying like the wind. Wasn't he a rhapsody, or wasn't he a dear? With his bushy brows, his rosy cheeks, a smile from ear to ear. He left his mark in thousands, but millions never knew the man that made his bicycle an Irish institute. Wasn't he a rhapsody, or wasn't he a dear? With his bushy brows, his rosy cheeks, a smile from ear to ear. He left his mark in thousands, but millions never knew the man that made his bicycle an Irish institute. Hey, at the time, be da da dee do do, rotin totin dee do dee da do.
After Banshee in the Kitchen came Andy Irvine with Mary and the Soldier from Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. Then Nava with Magic Box. There's one of those magic words from Tapestry. And finally, New Shilling with Curlew, Ballad of Ned Roach from their album Irish Town Sessions. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Daniel Fagan replied to the Celtic Music Magazine, Mark, well, I'm listening to the podcast as I'm working on a document, and I heard you ask if anyone has started a podcast. I have a new one, just started in the last few months, but it has nothing to do with Celtic music. It deals with the history of California's highways. You can find it at carrootbyroot.org. I've been careful to make sure any music I'm using is public domain, and I really only use it for opening and closing. For now, I've been using freemusicarchive.org, which allows you to search for license type. Hopefully, I'll get someone to write us a theme that they will let us use. As you know, when starting out and having no advertising, you have to watch your pennies. Very cool, Daniel. Thank you so much for sharing your podcast. And if anyone else has any podcasts out there, I'd love to share yours on the show as well. So drop me a line. Few Lulu emailed a photo a couple years ago, and I just found it recently. Hello, Mark. I'm having a perfect Tuesday morning, all thanks to you. It's 10:30 here. I was just thinking how amazing you are to let us enjoy these beautiful tunes by creating this beautiful channel. I'm now studying for my upcoming job interview, which will be in the next 3 hours. Actually, I'm not sure if I want the job. I'm also happy with my current job. I've been facing so many dilemmas these days. Anyway, one thing I'm sure is that I'm so deeply in love with Celtic and Irish music. I might share my poorly sung Celtic songs with you someday. Yours is my favorite channel on Apple Podcasts and a safe place whenever I get tired of those medical podcasts. If you ended up with a Gray Chiku Kaba Sai Yal, stay safe and all the best. Thank you so much for sharing that and the picture as well. Cheryl Orvio emailed, Mark, do you ever go to the Milwaukee Irish Fest? My partner and I go every year. It's really a grand time. 4 days of near continuous music on something like a dozen stages. Everything from local traditional bands to nationally known Celtic rock acts like Scythian and the Elders. There's also a cultural village, set and Cayley dance pavilion, theater, Irish language lessons, even Curragh boat races and Irish dogs. I think it would be a great way to make context for getting new music and maybe find a way to promote the podcast as well. It's more of a trek for you than it is for us in Chicago, but it's such a major event. I feel someone like you, with your appreciation for the music and the culture, should experience it. Slan. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Yeah, I would love to go to the Milwaukee Irish Festival. Maybe one day I will make it up there. It's always at a rough time. I'm usually booked around then, but I think it happened like last weekend, and I had plans otherwise. But still, you know, I might have been able to actually plan it if I had thought far enough ahead. But I did reach out to most of the bands at the fest. I emailed a whole bunch of bands and said, hey, you want to submit music for to the podcast? And so I was like, hey, good reminder. So thank you very much for that. And finally, I posted a picture from this morning, my morning run. It's a bit early in the morning and when I'm recording this, and I just came back from a run and I saw some ducks in our little creek that runs near our house. So I'll add that picture into the show notes as well. All right, next up is Across the Pond with Rights of Man and Fishers from Little Beggar Man.
Thank you. headed down to the dungeon one fair morning. We met a dwarf beside the road, and he gave us a strange warning. He said, "Beware, you should be scared, for the dungeon in that mountain has an artifact, to be exact. It's a magic random fountain. With a magic random fountain, you never e'er can know. When you drink that water down, the dice of fate you'll roll. Once or twice, it can be nice, it can give you powers too. But if you're too free and you get greedy, it's not too good statistically at the magic random fountain." We went into that dungeon, deep in that mountainside. We fought monsters here and there and never had to hide. But then we came into a chamber, water gurgled there. It was big and blue and its heart grew too, and our thief jumped in. Oh, whatever can you do? It's a magic random fountain. Then the magic random fountain's powers were revealed. Our thief gained 7 levels, but then his fate was sealed. He started glowing purple, he grew fins which sprouted fruit, and we were alarmed when he added 5 arms. Then he coughed and his head popped off in the magic random fountain. We left that random fountain, our thief was dead. Oh well, we continued delving in the depths of the dungeon, what the hell. But then we met a demon, he was too much for us. He smote us good, and we knew that we could not ever win. So we ran like sin to the magic random fountain. To the magic random fountain, that demon then chased us. We knew we had just one bad choice, the fountain was a must. We jumped in and drank that water as much as we e'er could. And the demon roared and his temper soared, and he charged at us to bite and gore toward the magic random fountain. Fountain, we jumped out for to fight. The demon then did pause his charge and stared at our strange sight. We were glowing many colors, we had extra legs, antennae, what the hey? We then grew horns which sprouted corn from the magic random fountain. We then attacked that demon with powers new and strange. We kicked him with our extra feet, and he thought we were deranged. Our antenna tickled him, his maw he gaped to laugh. And we took the corn that grew from our horns, and we shoved it down his throat like a demon billy goat by the magic random fountain. The demon was so angry, he knocked us all away, for to breathe his fire on us, but it did not go his way. The corn inside his belly, when it was heated up, popped up then, and the poor demon exploded there. Popcorn everywhere by the magic random fountain. Oh, the magic random fountain saved all of our lives. We could not have fared better with an improbability drive. And when we're drinking at the inn, we toast that fountain true. And the people stare at our party there, for we glow bright blue, green, and lavender too, from the magic random fountain. We glow bright blue, green, and lavender too. Extra legs, what can you do? Antennae, I mean what the hay? Bright yellow corn growing up from our horns, but we blew up a demon with pop popcorn. So show some respect, what the heck? It's a magic random fountain.
I dreamed a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. My love, she came dressed all in white. Lowlands away. I dreamed my love came in my sleep. Lowlands, lowlands away. eyes did weep. Lola's away. She came to me at my bedside. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John, all dressed in white like some fair bride. Lowlands away, and bravely her bosom fair. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John, a red, red rose my love did no sound, no word she said. Lowlands, lowlands away. And then I knew my love was then I awoke to hear the cry, Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. Oh, watch and take, oh, watch ahoy.
See you when I close my eyes. I lay me down to sleep. I see you in the morning light as the sun shines down on me. I see the love light burning bright in your pretty eyes of blue. I know I got a lot to learn when it comes to loving you. There is a full moon in the summer sky, just as big as all outdoors. It is sparkling like a diamond bright, fresh from a diamond store. I wish that it was mine to give, 'cause I would put it in your hand. And I would run and I'd tell everyone, you are my girl and I'm your man. There is a story of a crooked man who walked a crooked mile. He had a crooked way of talking, he wore a crooked little smile. But now I hear that he is going straight, straight back home to you. If you'll forgive him all his crooked ways, is that something you could do? There is a boat named Love and Happiness out on the stormy sea. We never know which way the wind will blow when it comes to you and me. But we will face the storms together, together hand in hand, as we sail into forever, a woman and a man. I see you when I close my eyes. I lay me down to sleep. I see you in the morning light as the sun shines down on me. I see the love light burning bright from your pretty eyes. I'm still loving you. Yeah, I know I got a lot to learn when it comes to loving you.
After Across the Pond came Dan the Bard with Magic Random Fountain from Epic Loot. Dan, I'm going to see this weekend at Gen Con. Actually, I guess by the time this posts, I will be at Gen Con and playing music with him this evening. but he's at the Gen Con convention, and I was looking for magic, and his track came up. So there you go. A fun little track. Then came La Nef and Corleone with Lowlands Away from Shanties Live, and finally Kevin McCreel with A Boat Named Love and Happiness from In Quarantine. Thank you so much for supporting this show. If you enjoy it, I'm really, really grateful. So thank you. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show, allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. And the first weekend of September is one of my off weekends. I put out the show like four times a month. However, I decided this time there's going to be a special for patrons of the podcast. So if you want to get a bonus episode, which is going to feature the Celtic Top 20, basically it's a chance to vote for some of the top tracks at the beginning of the year. I'm trying to narrow it down from all the tracks that have been applauded and loved, and now I'm going to narrow it down to a smaller number. So if you want to go vote in the Celtic Top 20 for that, I would greatly appreciate that. And that's going to come out on September 1st, so stay tuned for that. All right, we have a Celtic music story that is coming up. This is Cali Celtic. They are a band out of California, of course. And they're going to tell a story about their track, The Fantastic Slapping Adventures of a Tuesday Night. This is from some kind EP or something. Give it a listen. Here you go. Here's Cali Celtic.
All right. Here's the story of our song, Take 32.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, Sean.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Hey, I was going to tell you a little story about our song that you may not even know.
I probably don't. There's not much I know.
Well, years ago, there was a bar on Haight Street in San Francisco called the Persian Ob Zam Zam. And I had heard about it from friends that the guy that ran that bar had a habit of just throwing people out just for nothing, especially if they didn't order a martini, because he was very proud of his little martinis. So a friend and I, we decided we're going to get dressed up in suits, go in there, and see if we get thrown out.
Because you're in suits?
Because of whatever happened. So it was kind of a high-risk endeavor. So we went inside, walked inside. There was two seats. It was an oval bar, kind of a Moroccan exotic theme. And took two seats. And I, at the last minute, decided, I'm not going to order a martini. I'm going to order something so he pays attention to us. So I looked him in the eye and I said, I would like a chartreuse. And the look on his face was like, wow. And he, yellow or green? And I was like, green, because he had both, which was pretty amazing for a bar.
Yeah.
And the rest of the evening went great, but I must have seen about 20 people get thrown out of that bar for various offenses.
What would he do?
A woman came in, put her head in her hands and said, can I just have a glass of white wine? And he said, I'm sorry, we don't serve prostitutes in here. You're going to have to leave.
Did you put your hand up and go, do I have to go too?
No. But it was such like a weird, you felt like you're part of a conspiracy, and people coming in had no idea what this whole bar was about. But
I'm hearing the story. I still don't know what the bar is all about.
He didn't need the money. He just ran it for fun. And if he didn't like people, didn't like the cut of your jib, he would just kick you out.
I mean, this sounds like a proper Irish publican to me.
All the tables were closed. There was all these tables, but no one could sit at any tables. You can only sit at the bar.
And so, somehow this loops back to the song, right?
Yes, because I was thinking about that and thinking about getting kicked out of a bar. And I'm thinking, you know what they probably didn't serve there is Guinness. And that would probably get you kicked out of that bar in no time at all.
Now I see.
And so I kind of played with that idea. And I wrote a song called Beer from St. James Gate. You know,
a great title, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
It was sad that was not the title.
Right. Well, I think we improved upon it.
Well, okay. So maybe this is where that's a good handoff. This is almost like we planned it, but we were trying to, when the song changed, we were talking about the name. And Pat was like, well, you brought a lot of changes, so you should pick the name. And I'm like, you know, you don't want me to pick the name. And you're like, well, why not? I'm like, because it's going to be something absurd. You're like,
something unsearchable. You right. can't ever you're- Google, never find this song again.
So you were like, just lay it on me. I mean, really, how ridiculous could it be? And I don't think I paused. I don't know where that came from. I was like, the fantastic slapping adventures of a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And I think at first I think your first reaction was immediate. I think it was no. Right. I think you were like, no, we're not calling it that.
Even our group doesn't know the name of the song.
Robin still calls it St. James Gate. Yes. That's flute players for you.
But you turned it into such a wonderful adventure. You know, it was a kind of a okay adventure. You know, both songs are out on iTunes and everything like that.
Yep.
And they are two different songs, but they're the same song.
Okay, so this is funny because I loved the song. Like, I joined the band and we would play the song, and I loved the song. The music was great. The chorus is brilliant. I was like, I did not understand the verses. I didn't get the story.
Yeah.
And I wanted more story. And I mean, now there is. Now,
yes.
Like, this ridiculous
absolutely.
Story. Like, and the premise was, you know, I had a couple of ideas, but then it was, wait, how many places could you go and expect, which is funny because mm-hmm. I did not know the origins of the song, but I was, when I was thinking up my verses, I was like, well, where would you go asking for Guinness that you wouldn't get it?
Right.
And I love beer. And so for me, it was like, oh, well, you know, micro pubs that are, you know, too bougie to serve that old fashioned man's, you know, which happened in Ireland in the 60s. Like, it was not cool to be drinking it. So the old man's drink, you know.
Yeah.
But
your strength.
Right. Yeah. Put your man up on the surfboard. Yeah. In any case, when we got back to the, I've totally lost my train of thought. This happens a lot.
You're talking about a song.
We were? Which one?
I think what happened is you started talking about drinking and that diverted you.
Oh, right. That's what it was. So the fact is there are two songs out there, right?
Yeah.
With different titles that are the same song. And we had just finished writing it and work sent me to Denver. And so I went to Denver, Colorado, and I went into this pub. The name escapes me right now. And I met this wonderful group of musicians out there. I met I went to a few Irish pubs and met a number of different Irish musicians. This one particular one was kind of a song session. And was headed up by this amazing dude. You would love him. His name is Ox.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, no, he's great. And he was like leading the session, and I'd come in kind of late, and I sat there, and he was like, hey, give us a song. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I could sing a traditional song, or I could sing, and I go, would you like to hear something you've heard before, something you haven't? And he goes, something we haven't. And so I said, okay. And so I sang that song, and I was like, this is the first time in public I'm getting to sing this mm-hmm. song outside of the band. You know, it's like, this is so neat. This song is so fun. And I finish, and he's scowling at me, and he goes, I've heard that before. And I'm like,
he caught you.
I'm like, you can't, but I'm like, you haven't, because we just wrote it. And he's like, no you didn't. And it's because of this podcast. He listens to the Cali Celtic podcast, and he had heard them play your song prior to it being rewritten. And so he had just heard Beer from St. James Gate, and here comes this Californian into this Denver pub singing the new version of it. And he was like, that's not your song. And so I actually, when I came back, we got the CD out later. I gave it to a friend of mine who lives in Denver, and I'm like, take this to Ox at the pub. And he still has the CD. He's not gone to the pub. It's been like 2 years, 3 years.
Well, that's a good excuse to go to the pub.
Yeah, it's true.
Bring another CD. So. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a great song. It's I forget the name of it. The Amazing Slapping Adventures of a Tuesday Night.
Yeah.
And this is Sean Lightholder.
Fantastic Slapping Adventures. Fantastic.
I can't even get it right. All right, let's not name it. Oh, it's too late. We named it that already. All right. This is Sean Lightholder. I'm Patrick Russ. And thanks for the opportunity to talk about our song.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Cheers.
Beer will grow a belly right around your middle. It'll shake around like jelly when you hear the fiddle. So lift your glasses high and don't forget to shout. Here's a cheer to drinking beer, especially the stout. I had a lovely porter at a pub the other day. The black stuff makes me chatty. I met everyone in the place. The bartender said, you've had enough, you should go and have a nap. I said, I'll have a Guinness, and I gave his face a slap. Well, I don't mean to seem irate. I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint would be just great. Hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
sports bar, I ordered me a stout. The bartender took one look at me and he told me to get out. He said, we got Coors and Bud Light, but we don't serve that crap. I said, I'll have a Guinness, and I gave his face a slap.
I don't mean to seem irate, I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint of beach is great, hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
I walked into another pub, and I ordered me a glass. The bartender took one look at me, and he goes, well, you're quite an ass. He goes, look, man, you gotta tell me what you want. We got over 50 beers on tap. I said, I'll have a guess, and I gave his face a slap.
I don't mean to seem irate, I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint of beach is great, hurry now, don't make me late. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
I walked into a micro pub, poured myself into a chair. The list was chalk, I had to gawk, fermented moats with avocado. And the server wore a waistcoat and a man bun and a strap. So I said, I'll have a Guinness, and I gave his face a slap.
Well, I don't mean to seem irate, I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint to be just great, hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
Found a pirate bar, the smell of coffee everywhere. They had a mermaid logo with long green wavy hair. And this man in a green apron goes, espresso or a frap? I said, I'll have a Guinness, and I gave his face a slap.
I don't mean to seem irate, I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint of beach is great, hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
And then I went to one final pub, and I know pubs can look the same, but this one looked familiar. Everybody knew my name. And the bartender goes, not you again. Did you go and have that nap? I said, I'll have a Guinness, and fell face first on the mat.
I don't mean to seem irate, I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint of beach is great, hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
When I finally came to, well, it was a crazy scene. I saw the man bun with a red-haired cop, and the barista pointed right at me. He said, that's the man there, officer. He's all over the map. The red-haired cop handed me a Guinness, and they all began to clap.
I don't mean to seem irate, I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint to be just straight, hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate. I don't mean to seem irate, I want the beer from St. James Gate.
Jail time would not be great, Officer Patty and I can drink our weight
in pints of beer from St. James Gate. In pints of beer from St. James Gate. Pints of beer from St. James Gate.
If you want to hear more about Kelly Celtic, visit their website at kellyceltic.com. Next up is Stone Roe with Magic in His Hands from their album Alignment.
Silence to atone. Thousand worries be a man. He rode the river of lust and sin down to the delta and back again. He loved wild women and wicked times, and nearly killed a man for the toss of a dime. As years went on, he began to tire. In his heart, lost some of the fire. Went back home where the trees were green.
My aged loving parents, whom I hold so dear, and but not for an old sailor like me. Must forever be forgotten in the deep blue sea. Farewell to Nova Scotia, you sea-bound coast. Let your mountains sun and dreary eye be. When I'm far away on your briny ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? Farewell to Nova Scotia, you sea-bound coast. Let your mountains sun and dreary eye be.
After Stone Row came Chris Colt with Evangeline from Arms of a Stranger, and we finish off the set with Sons of Malarkey with Farewell to Nova Scotia from presenting Sons of Malarkey. Thank you so much for listening to the show and for telling your friends. I really appreciate that. If you want to get 34 Celtic MP3s in your inbox each and every Thursday morning, subscribe to the Irish and Celtic Music Magazine. It is absolutely free, and it's your way to support the show. And also, remember to vote for your favorite bands in the Celtic Top 20. We're going to finish up the show with Enda Reilly. This is The Foggy Dew from his album Whisperings. I will be back again next week. Sláinte.
Eyes down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair rode I. Their armored lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum or battle drum did sound its dread tattoo. But the Angelus bell or Liffey swell rang out through the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town, they hung out the flag of war. 'Twas better to die neath an Irish sky than at Suvla or Sudelbar. Oh, and from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew. Was Britannia bade our wild geese go, that small nations might be free? But their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the shore of the grey North Sea. Ah, but had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Calbrone, their names we would keep where the Fenians sleep neath the shroud of the foggy dew. The bravest fell, and the requiem bell rang mournfully clear for those who died that Easter tide in the springtime of the year. And the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men, but few that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. So back through the glen I rode again, my heart with grief was sore, for I parted then
with women and men, I never shall see no more. And to and fro in my dreams I go, I kneel and I pray for you. For slavery fled, oh glorious dead, when you fell in the foggy dew. When you fell in the foggy dew.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.